This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Problem. You own a large manufacturing company and you need more workers, but you don't have the money to hire them. Solution? Pay the new workers half what the current employees make.
Why is it an unfair to have two workers standing side by side doing the same job, making different pay? And I am a second tier person and I think it's very unfair. I have bills just like the next person and also children to take care of.
An auto worker at a Chrysler plant in Warren, Michigan, unhappy with her wages but still doing the job. Two-tier wages apply to the rank and file and not the executives, solving the unemployment problem one paycheck at a time. The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, September 14th. John Hockenberry is out today. He will return later this week. Let's take a look at the top news this morning, and we'll begin in Iran. The release of two American hikers held there for 2 years has now been cast into doubt. Yesterday, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the Americans could be released within 48 hours. But this morning, Iran's justice ministry says their bail is still under review, and then two Americans will remain in prison for the time being. Here at home, Republicans scored an upset victory in New York City last night in a district they haven't won since the 1920s. Republican Bob Turner, a retired television executive, has won the race to succeed Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner. He says his victory is an ominous sign for President Obama and the Democrats.
I am telling you, I am the messenger. Heed us. This message will resound for a full year. And it will resound into 2012.
Many voters say they're frustrated with the president's handling of the economy. And another report shows the daunting tasks he faces in 2012 to turn it around. Almost one in six Americans, more than 46 million people, lived in poverty last year. That's the highest number ever recorded by the census. Poverty is defined by a family of four making less than $22,000 a year. Sarah O'Brien in Austin, Texas, is among the 2.5 million people who fell below the poverty line last year.
I don't want to receive charity. I want for my hard work to be worth as much as someone else's hard work.
And Bargie in Pembroke, Illinois, says it's getting harder for his family to get by.
The cost of everything going up, it makes it even harder. Sometimes you got to skip a light bill to buy food. You got to skip a phone bill to get food.
President Obama says the increase in the U.S. poverty level is another reason for Congress to pass his jobs bill right away. The president is barnstorming through several key battleground states, touting his plan.
So my question to Congress is, what on earth are we waiting for?
We'll talk about a job strategy going on in Detroit right now that is providing jobs, but at what cost? That's in a few minutes. Consumer advocate Elizabeth Warren will reportedly jump into the Massachusetts Senate race today. She's expected to announce a run against Republican Scott Brown. Overseas, Afghan forces have killed the last insurgents who attacked the U.S. embassy and NATO headquarters and other buildings in Kabul during a 20-hour battle. U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker says the Pakistani-based Haqqani Network was behind the coordinated attack. That group has strong ties to al-Qaeda. Moody's credit agency downgraded the two largest French banks this morning. That's because of concerns about their exposure to Greek debt. Later today, the leaders of France, Germany, and Greece will talk about ways to contain the crisis. Asian markets are mixed right now. European indices are up, though, and so are futures. The Dow futures are up 71 points. The Dow will start at 11,105, the S&P at 1,172, the NASDAQ at 2220. Coming up this morning, we'll give you an analysis of yesterday's special elections in New York and Nevada. Republicans won both of those congressional seats. Is that a sign of what's to come in 2012? We'll talk about it. First, though, Detroit is creating jobs, but they're doing it with a two-tier wage system, paying people who do the exact same work less than their colleagues. Give us your opinion on two-tier wages at 8778. My Take.